Well, yes, we have our PO or whoever who finally leaves this shadow land for good, or so it seems. And we can show there that how those Krishna devotees there or those spiritualists, spiritual people in general, the yogis and the mystics, well, they have anticipated something really mystical, like some drug trip or something. But then he's surprised, although he kind of knew it or understood it, that, well, first of all, he now simply feels at home. The world didn't become crazy, spectacular, far out, spaced out. Everything one, everything nothing, everything this and that. But the world became ordinary again. And he just became ordinary again. Himself, and there all his friends, his family, his life, his home. Oh, how nice to be back home again. Borta bra men hemma bäst, as he said in Swedish, the language he had in his last life down there. Wow, what an adventure. But the thing is that when you wake up from that dream, when you step out of that ride, that game, all that which was such a mystery about existence, all those questions, all that became answered. You didn't even think about that you got them answered, because there were not even answers coming to you from some guru's mouth or whatever. You were just back in reality again. Of course. How could I have forgotten? How could I ever think that that world was real? Ooh, power of imagination.